Will Austin is a proud young Indigenous man who's passionate about addressing suicide and mental illness among young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Will became aware of the work of Are You OK when he attended the Many Voices, One Future camp run by the National Indigenous Youth Leadership Academy, and since then has been involved in a youth-led suicide prevention campaign. This campaign focuses on delivering the message that a meaningful conversation can be the difference in saving someone's life. We caught up with this inspirational young man and asked how young Indigenous people can start a conversation with someone they're worried about.
When I first got back from the camp, like, I didn't know what to expect off my community, if they were going to support me or not. And a few months after getting back, I started having individuals come up to me and say that they're not okay, you know, kids that I'd never talked to in my life or that I've had nothing to do with. They've inboxed me or they've come up to me or texted me or and said, oh, I need help, what do I do? I'm feeling down or my friend's feeling down, I need support. And it really made me realise that there are people out there that aren't okay but are hiding it. You've got to find the right place to do it. If you think that something is really getting to one of your friends or one of your family members, you've just got to find a safe place for them to sit down and you say, look, are you okay? I've noticed that you're going through some tough times. We can talk about it, what's getting to you. And just find that safe place and make them realise that you are there for them and that you have realised that there is something wrong and that you want to help.
So why not make today the day you reach out to someone and start a conversation that could change your life? The Are You OK website is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start a conversation with someone you care about. Visit areyouokday.com.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.